Chapter 62. Vaughn was dressed in the same black clothes she had worn the night before. She looked still and calm and composed, and a little distant, a little preoccupied. Reacher said, "I was worried about you." Vaughn said,
"Were you?"
"I tried to call you twice, here and in the car. Where were you?"
"Here and there." "You better come in."
The kitchen looked just the same as before. Neat, clean, decorated, 3 chairs at the table. There was a glass of water on the counter and coffee in the machine. Reacher said, "I'm sorry I didn't get right back."
"Don't apologize to me."
"What's wrong?"
"You want coffee?"
"After you tell me what's wrong."
"Nothing is wrong."
"Like hell."
"Okay, we shouldn't have done what we did the night before last."
"Which part?"
"You know which part. You took advantage. I started to feel bad about it, so when you didn't come back with the plane, I switched off my phone and my radio and drove out to Colorado Springs and told David all about it."
"In the middle of the night?" Vaughn shrugged.
"They let me in. They were very nice about it, actually. They treated me very well."
"And what did David say?"
"That's cruel."
Reacher shook his head. "It isn't cruel. It's a simple question."
"What's your point?"
"That David no longer exists. Not as you knew him. Not in any meaningful sense. And that you've got a choice to make. And it's not a new choice. There have been mass casualties from the Civil War onward. There have been tens of thousands of men in David's position over more than a century, and therefore there have been tens of thousands of women in your position."
"And?"
"They all made a choice."
"David still exists."
"In your memory, not in the world."
"He's not dead."
"He's not alive, either." Vaughn said nothing, just turned away and took a fine china mug from a cupboard and filled it with coffee from the machine. She handed the mug to Reacher and asked,
"What was in Thurman's little box?"
"You saw the box?"
"I was over the wall 10 seconds after you. Did you really think I was going to wait in the car?"
"I didn't see you."
"That was the plan. But I saw you.
I saw the whole thing."
"Fly with me tonight?" "He ditched you somewhere, didn't he?"
Reacher nodded. "Fort Shaw, Oklahoma, an army base."
"You fell for it."
"I sure did."
"You're not as smart as you think."
"I never claimed to be smart."
"What was in the box?"
"A plastic jar."
"What was in the jar?"
"Soot," Reacher said. "People, after a fire. They scrape it off the metal." Vaughn sat down at her table.
"That's terrible."
"Worse than terrible," Reacher said. "Complicated."
"How?"
Reacher sat down opposite her. "You can breathe easy. There are no wrecked Humvees at the plant. They go someplace else."
"How do you know?"
"Because Humvees don't burn like that. Mostly they bust open and people spill out." Vaughn nodded.
"David wasn't burned."
Reacher said, "Only tanks burn like that. No way out of a burning tank. Soot is all that's left."
"I see."
Reacher said nothing.
"But how is that complicated?"
"It's the first in a series of conclusions. Like a logical chain reaction. We're using main battle tanks over there, which isn't a huge surprise, I guess. But we're losing some, which is a huge surprise. We always expected to lose a few, to the Soviets. But we sure as hell didn't expect to lose any to a bunch of ragtag terrorists with improvised explosive devices. In less than 4 years,
They've figured out how to make shaped charges good enough to take out main battle tanks belonging to the U.S. Army. That doesn't help our PR very much. I'm real glad the Cold War's over. The Red Army would be helpless with laughter. No wonder the Pentagon ships the wrecks in sealed containers to a secret location. Vaughn got up and walked over to her counter and picked up her glass of water. She emptied it in the sink and refilled it from a bottle in her refrigerator, took a sip.
I got a call this morning from the state lab. My tap water sample was very close to 5 parts per billion TCE. Borderline acceptable, but it's going to get a lot worse if Thurman keeps on using as much of the stuff as he uses now.
He might stop, Reacher said.
Why would he?
That's the final conclusion in the chain. We're not there yet, and it's only tentative.
So what was the second conclusion?
What does Thurman do with the wrecked tanks?
He recycles the steel.
Why would the Pentagon deploy MPs to guard recycled steel?
I don't know.
The Pentagon wouldn't. Nobody cares about steel. The MPs are there to guard something else.
Like what?
Only one possibility. A main battle tank's front and side armor includes a thick layer of depleted uranium. It's a byproduct from enriching natural uranium for nuclear reactors. It's an incredibly strong and dense metal, absolutely ideal for armor plate. So the second conclusion is that Thurman is a uranium specialist, and that's what the MPs are there for. Because depleted uranium is toxic and somewhat radioactive, it's the kind of thing you want to keep track of.
How toxic? How radioactive?
Tank crews don't get sick from sitting behind it, but after a blast or an explosion, if it turns to dust or fragments or vapor, you can get very sick from breathing it, or by being hit by shrapnel made of it. That's why they bring the wrecks back to the States, and that's what the MPs are worried about, even here. Terrorists could steal it and break it up into small, jagged pieces and pack them into an explosive device. It would make a perfect dirty bomb.
It's heavy.
Incredibly.
They'd need a truck to steal it, like you said.
A big truck.
Reacher sipped his coffee, and Vaughn sipped her water and said,
They're cutting it up at the plant with hammers and torches. That must make dust and fragments and vapor. No wonder everyone looks sick.
Reacher nodded.
The deputy died from it. All those symptoms, hair loss, nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, blisters, sores, dehydration, organ failure, that wasn't old age or TCE. It was radiation poisoning.
Are you sure?
Reacher nodded again.
Very sure, because he told me so. From his deathbed, he said, And then he stopped, and then he started again. He said, You did this to me. I thought it was a new sentence. I thought he was accusing me, but it was really all the same sentence. He was pausing for breath, that's all. He was saying, The you did this to me. Like some kind of a plea, or an explanation, or maybe a warning. He was using the chemical symbol for uranium. Metalworkers' slang, I guess. He was saying, The uranium did this to me. Vaughn said,
The air at the plant must be thick with it. And we were right there.
Reacher said, Remember the way the wall glowed on the infrared camera? It wasn't hot. It was radioactive.